I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And use urban planning and design to demand more for Black Buffalo, to demand essentially reparations for Black Buffalo.
Jelana Justice Hill says the event takes place at Open Buffalo on Jefferson Avenue at 1 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Gerwald. Some of you know me as Mr. Fitness. And today, I'm going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. We're going to talk about this right after the 11:30 news, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for a nice start to the weekend for today with times of sun and clouds, high 78. A few clouds around tonight, low 65, while more clouds and more humidity for tomorrow as we're up to 79. Chance of rain back Monday, mostly cloudy, perhaps a thunderstorm, high 72 to start the new work week. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Dagher.
Thanks, Bill. 70 degrees, sunny skies in Buffalo.
Programming. Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here. Senior Radio Buffalo is on the air, whether you're listening to us locally or on the Odyssey app. We're just so thrilled that you're with us. And we're with you every Saturday. And as you may know, I do like to start every segment with some kind of a fun fact. Well, how about this? We've all experienced computer bugs in terms of technical errors. But did you know that way back in 1947, an actual bug was found inside a computer? Back in 1947, a moth was found trapped in a computer while it was being tested at Harvard University. It was removed and taped to the logbook with the entry, "First actual case of bug being found." So the term debugging was already being used. So that moth was a very amusing discovery. How about that? Bugs. I guess we can, when we talk about bugs, we're also talking about illnesses and disease. Say, hey, I got a bug. Well, let me tell you, COVID was no fun bug to talk about. But we're going to need to know a little bit about COVID now that we're moving into fall. So we're so happy to have with us on the phone, Dr. Kevin Shiley. Dr. Shiley is an infectious disease specialist who serves as the medical director of infection prevention and control for Catholic Health. Hi, Dr. Shiley. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Lynn. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Listen, heading into fall, What do we need to know, if anything, new about COVID? You think there's going to be another uptick? And what strains are prevalent currently?
Well, I think the first point is that COVID, in the end, has been rather unpredictable. So I hate to make big predictions, but what I can say is that we should all be very careful and thoughtful about the possibility that COVID will make another resurgence come in the fall months. We have seen over the past couple of years the rates of COVID climbing in the fall and the early winter months. And so given that history, I think it'd be wise for us to be cognizant that that could happen again. As far as the strains that are going around, right now we're largely seeing strains related to the Omicron strain that first appeared the first and second month of this year. But we're seeing what we call sub-variants of that strain, which have evolved even a little bit more and have actually prompted some updates in the vaccines.
Yeah, and there are people still coming down with COVID. So what are the best current practices for preventing COVID?
So the best practices that we have right now are a combination of things. Number one, people should make sure that they get vaccinated against COVID-19. And if they have undergone the primary vaccine series, they should make sure they get boosted against COVID-19 and they're up to date on those booster shots.
Okay.
In addition to that, in addition to that, I think it's going to be really important that people think about, you know, how they're feeling and the people around them. So, you know, there's home testing is widely available now, and testing is also available widely throughout the area. And so if you start to feel like you're coming down with a respiratory infection, or someone you know is, certainly encourage them to get tested to prevent spread of the infection, and then stay home and isolate if you're positive to prevent the spread of infection.
Doctor, the people.
And lastly,
go ahead. Please continue.
Lastly, if someone is in particular, you know, going to be around a large group of people in close quarters, and they have an immune system that isn't very good, or maybe they're not up to date on their booster vaccine or not vaccinated, really a good idea to wear a tight-fitting mask in those situations.
Mm-hmm. I think those who are going to get vaccinated have been vaccinated. They have at least two shots. How many shots should we have had by now?
Well, it all is kind of based on the timing of when you got your first two shots. So if you're among that large group of people that got one of the two-shot series, either Moderna or Pfizer, by now you probably should have had a booster shot. And booster shots are recommended at least a few months after the original series have occurred. And some people out there have had one booster and even maybe two boosters based on the CDC's recommendations. But now with the fall season coming up, there's a new version of the COVID vaccine, which is really the same formulation as the prior vaccines in terms of the ingredients. But the one thing that's updated is the strain of virus has been updated to reflect what's really circulating around the world right now, which is that Omicron variant. And getting a booster with one of those vaccines is going to be really important and really help boost your protection against the newer strains that are circulating out there.
You know, doctor, I am a senior, so I'm very cognizant of getting my flu shot, and I've had my booster. But it's also recommended that I get a shingle shot, a flu shot, a pneumonia shot. Is there any order that these shots need to come in? And do you take a shot and then wait a month, you know, before you go for another one? Is there any kind of rule of thumb for taking all these shots at this time of year?
Well, believe it or not, you can actually get a lot of those shots around the same time. You don't have to have a substantial delay between the shots. Now, some people do prefer to wait a little bit between the shots, maybe a week or so, just because some of those shots can give you a bit of like a fever reaction for a day and make you feel a little bit run down. And so they don't want to do that all in the same week. But the fact is that from a safety perspective, you can actually get your flu shot, for example, at the same time you get your COVID shot.
Oh, great. Okay. And we'll still continue to get them for those where it's easier at the pharmacy as well as at your doctor's office?
You bet. And as a reminder, with the COVID-19 updated booster shot, I call it the updated shot, you know, you can get that new booster that has been authorized now for the fall as soon as 2 months after your last shot. Now, most people probably had their booster longer than that, but you can get it now as long as 2 months have passed from your last booster.
Well, that's great, because a lot of us seniors, we have put off traveling out of fear of contracting COVID. So getting that booster, I would imagine, would be in your advice for all of us.
Absolutely. That should offer you a lot more peace of mind. You know, one of the downsides of viruses like COVID is that they evolve over time. And same thing with how we have to get an annual flu shot to kind of keep up to date with the strain of flu that's circulating around the world from the year to year. We also have to get updates, unfortunately, with the COVID vaccine. So that is something that with the newest updated vaccine, I think that should really offer a lot more protection for people and provide them with a little bit more reassurance when they want to travel.
All right. Now, Dr. Shiley, what exactly is monkeypox?
Well, monkeypox is a very different problem, but it's important. So monkeypox is a virus. It's an illness caused by a virus, and it causes a skin lesion similar to what you might think about with chickenpox. It's having a resurgence now here across the world.
And I guess we've seen a case or two here in Western New York.
Yeah, in the past couple of months, we've seen about 14 cases here in Erie County, and I think 3 or 4 cases in Niagara County with monkeypox. And, you know, these are patients that present with a kind of a rash similar to a chickenpox rash, and can be quite painful.
Mm. And what can we do now to protect ourselves from monkeypox?
Well, the good news about monkeypox is that it is much less contagious compared to something like COVID-19. So where COVID-19 is transmitted really through close interactions with people just by them breathing next to you, monkeypox largely is transmitted through direct contact with other individuals. So from the perspective of monkeypox, I think the biggest thing is if you're around someone that has any, funny rash or nodules that they don't know what they are, you know, making sure that you stay away from that and don't come into contact with it, and obviously tell that person probably to seek medical attention to have it looked at. The other important thing is, because it is related to direct contact, is that this is where hand washing becomes really important. Mm-hmm. So simply just washing your hands after touching common surfaces or surfaces that are touched by multiple people frequently is a wise move. And it's also a great way to keep other viruses away from you.
Well, you know, the proof of the pudding for that, doctor, is that we hardly saw any flu at all last year because we were so, concerned with COVID and washing our hands and keeping our masks on. It's amazing how much disease that those practices kept at bay.
Yeah, we had a really great couple of years, if you want to think about it that way, with influenza. There's a dramatic decline in influenza in this area and elsewhere in the United States, I think partially because of exactly what you said. It is just a warning, though. You know, one of the big harbingers of influenza is what happens in the southern hemisphere during our summertime. And sure enough, in Australia, you know, with some loosening of people's activities and kind of living a more normal life, so to speak, we did see a pretty significant rise in influenza cases in Australia this summer compared to prior year. And so, you know, just for the listeners, I think it's going to be important to keep in mind that influenza could be a real issue this year as well. Mm-hmm. And that just reiterates why we need to get those influenza shots as well.
Well, as I had said before, there are people now coming down with COVID who had the original 2 shots. Thus, I can understand the need for the newest booster. The newest booster, doctor, is that 1 injection or 2?
It is 1 injection, and that's it.
Okay, so again, you can sign up, call your doctor. Do the doctor's offices have it, and do the pharmacies have it if you want to go in and get your latest COVID booster?
Yeah, there should be new COVID booster, updated booster in the area now, available at pharmacies and a lot of providers' offices.
Oh, that's great. Well, hopefully, as we head into fall, to be forewarned is to be forearmed, especially about COVID and flu. So I wouldn't be surprised, even though they are relaxing the requirements for masks, to see those who are medically compromised to continue wearing one out in public, especially during flu season. Can it help you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about masks, but the fact of the matter is, for one, if you happen to be infected with one of those viruses, but perhaps maybe only mildly infected and not realizing it, and you go out in public, if you're wearing a mask, you can actually dramatically reduce the chance that you spread it to someone else. So it's a courtesy to other people. But the other component of masking, especially if you're wearing a tighter fitting mask, mm-hmm. some of them called a KN95 mask or sometimes called an N95 mask, those masks also help protect you from the other people around you. And so if you do have a significant underlying medical condition that puts you at risk, for example, not to respond well to a vaccine where you wouldn't be able to, you know, have as much protection, or you have a lot of other medical issues that put you at risk for developing problems. I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing a mask or that added piece of protection.
No, absolutely not. So, folks, if you still have the sanitizers and the masks and now the newest vaccines for the COVID booster and your shingles, your flu, your pneumonia, these are all weapons, basically, in our tool belt to keep yourself well this season. Hey, listen, and of course, speak with your medical provider if you have any specific medical questions. We want to thank Dr. Kevin Shiley. He's an infectious disease specialist who serves as the medical director of infection prevention and control for Catholic Health. And if you'd like to know more, to find a Catholic medical partner physician in any specialty, you can visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Senior Radio Buffalo time. We're so happy to be on the air with you, whether you're listening to us here in Western New York or on the Odyssey app, and you could be anywhere in the world enjoying that. But that's okay, because you know what? We've got great information for seniors all over the world. We always like to start with a fun fact of the morning, and for this segment, we've got one about mountain gorillas. You know, they're very rare, but they live in just two isolated groups in East Central Africa. One group lives near the Virunga volcanoes, and that territory spans three national parks in Uganda, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The other group lives in the Bwindi Impenetrable National Park in Uganda, which connects to the Sarumbi Nature Preserve in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These endangered gorillas reside in high-altitude mountains and bamboo forests surrounded by agriculture and settlements. How about that? All the mountain gorillas in the world live in just two isolated groups. Hope you're not isolated out there. We want to get out. We want to enjoy life, and we want to do it comfortably. And you can do that in SAS Shoes. Have you heard of SAS Shoes? SAS Shoes is right there on the corner of Main and Transit in the Transit Town Plaza, and it's been there for years and years. It's from a long family standing, a long-standing family business that is there to do something a little different than to just sell you shoes. They're there to kind of diagnose your foot a little bit, find out what your issues might be if you're not walking comfortably, and then do something about that with incredible American-made, very, very high-quality shoes and orthotics. And we want to say hello to Paul Grandstaff, who will be greeting you when you get there. He's the manager at SAS Shoes. And Paul, for years and years, it doesn't matter. Every new customer comes in, and they're looking for a better shoe for their foot, and they finally realize they're not going to get that at the big box stores. You can help them.
Yes, yes, we can, Linda, and they're very delighted to be greeted in the manner that we greet them and go through all the measuring devices that we go through and analyzing their feet and doing things that they never heard of in other stores. Some stores don't even know what a Brannock is, but they might think it's a drink. Who knows? But anyways, we do things that they're not expecting because at a big box store, it's just not there, and they're not trained that way. But they made the best decisions they could. I never trounced on them, but we got them SAS store, excuse me, Linda, and they're profoundly amazed. I always like to have a story for you, Linda, about success from listening to Senior Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
A woman came in the store, and she listened to your program. And she has very sensitive feet, and she felt that maybe we could help her based on what our interaction is. And she could not wear any kind of sandals. She needed something that was structurally sound with built-in arches, and a lot of them don't have that. But we have them with the built-in arches, but her feet are so sensitive that they were bothering her, and that is unusual for me to hear that. It took, I guess, my 50 years of experience to figure out what could I do to solve the problem? A very simple solution, which I did, I took a piece of felt adhesive pad and cut it in a very narrow strip and put it along the line where the arch was in the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately she says, my God, I can walk with the sandal. I don't feel that anymore because the aging foot loses a lot of fat padding and it's mostly bone and bone, Linda,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the aging foot. So once I know that, and the other people know that too, we can make these little adjustments. So the bottom line was she walked out of the shoe store with three pairs of sandals.
Wow.
And never did that before. And that's a product of listening to Senior Buffalo.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome very much. And that's exactly why we're here, is to let people know you exist and that you're there and they don't have to suffer with bad shoes. I mean, how many times do we go into a store? Heck, we got to put them on ourselves. You got to find the right size. You put it on for like 2 seconds. You give it like a walk while you have the other shoe on your other foot. And you say, yeah, I guess they're good. You know, then you get home and you put them on the next morning and you're like, these don't fit. I mean, did I put them on while my foot was at the biggest part, you know, of the day where your foot is at its widest? We do this all the time, and we waste so much money on bad shoes. And over at SAS, they'll put you on the electronic scanner. They'll take a look on how your body holds weight in your foot. Is it in the front? Is it in the back? Is it equally placed? Do you have wide feet? Do you have narrow feet? You know, your average big box shoe store, they're not prepared for all that. Let's say you have a very, very narrow foot. You know, you're going to end up in the kids department, you know, looking for shoes. And that doesn't mean that it serves you well. That just means that's the size that you can get your foot into. But the whole narrowness and the whole width can be totally off. And then you end up, again, with another bad fitting pair of shoes. People do this their whole life, and their foot issues get worse and worse. But over at SAS Shoes, you can come on in. You can sit down with Paul. You can sit down with Donna. You can sit down with Aaron and say, okay, here's my issue. I'm X and X, you know, years old. I found that maybe I have a bunion that's now bothering me, or I have a husband. He's going to sit down. He's going to have his feet measured. Maybe they're super wide. He can't find the right width. So maybe he's buying shoes that are longer to compensate for the width. Over at SAS, you have all those variety of sizes, and people will walk out with the correct fitting shoe. And that's what it's all about.
It really is, Linda. And like I say, when people come in our store, they bring a variety of issues that have not been addressed at the big box stores. They buy shoes that are way too flexible for, especially the feet that have plantar fasciitis and heel spurs. They need more rigid shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Fit fittings or shoes too short, like you said, are inappropriate footwear for certain occasions. And they sometimes buy high heels or pointed toes. And some of these people, again, it's poor quality footwear, lacking leather components. So these things are lacking in most of the big box stores, much to their information. What we find, again, people that are worrying about falling, and leg strength is essential. And, of course, if we have you in the right footwear where you're walking and strengthening your legs, and, again, I probably did this before, but on a study from Copenhagen talked about how leg strength decreases from not being active. And if you're inactive for a period of time, like up to a couple of weeks, you could lose almost 20 to 30 years of aging is added to your feet. And but it might sound crazy, but these are from a study from Copenhagen.
Wow.
And the human body has 50% of the person's bones in the legs. And the joints and the bones are the longest and strongest. And there's so much nerves and other things connected with the legs that they keep us moving, and it affects the circulatory system of our body. It moves blood to our hearts. So if we have healthy feet, we have a healthy heart.
You know,
and that came from Copenhagen.
It makes sense. It totally makes sense. I want to let everybody know that SAS Shoes right there at Main and Transit in the Transitown Plaza is undergoing your fall sale right now. So by all means, this is a great time to go. And remember, you're not looking at orthopedic shoes. They're beautiful, well-fitting, made-in-America shoes, plus orthotics if you need them as well. You have a lot of different kind of footwear. You've got sandals and Route 5 boots and socks and a million different kinds of sneakers and work shoes. And ladies, yeah, they have dress shoes as well. So the fall sale, Paul, tell us about how long that's going to continue.
That will, thanks, Linda. That will be ending on September 30th. Again, we have new fall and winter footwear coming in and from all your favorite brands. And while the weather is changing, now is the time to make sure you have the proper footwear to get you through the Western New York weather. You know what that's all about.
Oh, yeah.
And we have you covered at SAS and Route 5 Boots. And again, we have all the basic waterproofing products to keep your feet warm and dry. So that's important for me to get out because winter comes, and when it comes, it really makes its presence known. And we should be pretty experienced with that who live in Western New York.
Well, if you're an SAS customer, you're already smiling, and even more so now that your fall sale is ongoing. Give them a call at 631-1002, SASShoesBuffalo.com. Tell them you heard all about it here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Whoa.
from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. You can see the video at WBEN.com. Demolition of the Great Northern Grain Elevator began yesterday. State Senator Sean Ryan unhappy.
What you see really is the truth, and the truth is that ADM has been lying to the people and to the city of Buffalo, and the city of Buffalo hasn't really tried to figure it out themselves.
Tim Thielman says the city panicked after last year's windstorm damaged the grain elevator. A Buffalo man is charged with a double murder last month. 18-year-old Jameer Woods is accused of shooting three people in a Parker Boulevard apartment in the town of Tonawanda, killing two. Three people have been indicted in connection with the deadly stabbing in Lakeview in July. 26-year-old Jared Adamski is accused of killing 25-year-old Brendan Benoit. Harrison Drozen and Kaylee Skibik-Shu are accused of luring Benoit to a wooded area. A town hall to help improve the Jefferson Avenue area.
How can urban planners, architects, designers, investors all come together under one space and use urban planning and design to demand more for Black Buffalo, to demand essentially reparations for Black Buffalo.
Jelana Justice Hill says the event takes place at Open Buffalo on Jefferson Avenue at 1 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
As promised at the top of the show, I am now going to reveal the best kept secret in Erie County. Well, it's not actually a secret, but certainly not enough people know about the great benefits now being offered by Erie County Senior Services, especially the life enhancing programs being offered at the many senior centers throughout the county. You know, I've actually heard it said that the senior centers are just for old people who just sit around all day. Wrong. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. With programs like the University Express Lifelong Learning to keep your mind stimulated and active, there's health and fitness seminars, falls prevention education programs, and the national award-winning group fitness program, the Erie County Club 99. And something, of course, that I'm very excited about, and that is the new Commissioner of Senior Services, Angela Marinucci. You know, just the other day, while talking to Angela, she told me that her goal and her focus is to make sure that the work and programs of Erie County Senior Services will no longer be the best kept secret. Her mission is to inform each and every person over the age of 60 about the tremendous calendar of events and activities being offered by Erie County Senior Services. I know that I can speak for everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo and After 50 Magazine when I say that we are here to support the work of the new Commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, Angela Marinucci.
For more information, call 858-8526. That's 858-8526.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hey, welcome to the program again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino here with you, your host. Where would I rather be? Nowhere else. Because this is exactly the seat I need to be in to hear what's going on in Western New York and to pass so much good news onto our listeners. And we have more and more listeners every week. We're so excited. I know because I get stopped in the store and people tell me that they love the show and they love the kinds of things that we talk about because they did not know this, okay? So many things happening around us. And yet sometimes if we just listen to the headlines, we miss life. We miss the beauty and the goodness of life and the people who are around us and our wonderful Western New York neighbors. And that includes the incredible folks who help us through People Inc. People Inc. has been an incredible non-for-profit agency helping people from little ones all the way through, yes, our seniors, with really no matter what life throws at them, they can help you. And that's what they're there for. We're going to talk a little bit more about People Inc. And then we're going to talk about some senior living apartments that are available for the seniors who are listening. All you need to have is basically an income qualification, which really I think it really will allow an awful lot of people to call in for these apartments. It's very, very generous, I think. We have Rhonda Frederick, who is here. She is the president and CEO of our wonderful People Inc. And we have Sarah Bonstadt, who is here, who is the People Inc. Senior Living Policy Administrator. We'll start with Sarah, or with the Rhonda. Rhonda, you service, what, over like 11,000 people here in Western New York, including Rochester?
11,000 every year.
Amazing. Amazing. And this all came to be 52 years ago when some parents realized that there weren't enough services for their kids as they were getting older.
Right, as they were aging out of school, transitioning out of school, there weren't too many adult services for individuals with disabilities. So a group of parents got together, formed People Inc., and then as the years went by, people recognized what a fabulous job we did working with people with disabilities. So now we're in the senior services world.
Yes, and we're looking at apartments, and having a disability is not a qualification. All it is having an income that fits the qualification. And for that, we're going to talk to Sarah Bonstadt, because I love the idea of these senior living apartments. So Sarah, tell us how people might get in touch with you if they're interested in one of these great apartments.
Sure, there's two best ways to get in touch with us. By phone, 716-880-3890, and then of course on the web, www.people-inc.org.
Cool. Now, how soon might these apartments be ready?
You know what? There's waiting lists at most of all of our sites, but sometimes it's a month, and then sometimes it could be up to a year. So depending on the location, and it's always changing. People are moving in, moving out. So the market's hot right now. People are selling their homes. So if they need a place to go, the best thing to do would be to call and get an application first.
Yeah, by all means, get on the list, because you never know.
You can always reapply.
Right. And let me ask you, Rhonda, how long have you folks now been offering all of these great, not only senior living apartments, but these senior services?
We started our senior services in the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. We were approached by HUD to get into the housing business. They loved what we did on the disability side. And then we saw a need. There's a need for case management. There's a need for therapeutic day programs for individuals with memory issues, case management, home health care, OTPT speech, those kinds of services, rehab services out of the home. And we just, began, and I think we're really good at what we do.
I do too. It seems to me, Rhonda, is that you basically work with an individual, and if there's a need that isn't met, you invent the support system for that person, and then it grows and grows and envelops other people who may need that service.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't find that they go away, with people. People have unique needs, and it's so great to know that People Inc. is there to answer that and say, okay, let's try this, or let's go here, or let's put some professionals together and come up with something for this person.
I think the thing you'll see in our staff is incredible enthusiasm and love for the work they're doing, and it comes across each and every day. And even from the first phone call you make to us, the person answering the phone really wants to help.
That's fantastic. And you're looking for more people who have that caring gene, right?
We always are looking for staff. We have a lot of wonderful jobs and a lot of opportunity in many areas all over the county, all over actually Western New York, as well as we have summer internship opportunities. If you have grandkids that are looking for something to do this summer, we have some great, and you get great experience. And I think you fall in love with this field. And whether you're working in the senior services or in disability services, it's a great place to be.
Yeah. And Sarah, can people, can they let you know what they're interested in? And Rhonda, and you can, help them find whatever it is that their talent is with working with people.
Absolutely. And if you just pick up the phone and call, and because we do actually have some housing too for 55 plus and
Ooh.
Over 18 too.
Oh.
So there is some affordable housing. That's something new and a new need that we went to.
That was my next question with the apartments, is that did you have to be over a certain age, not just have the income qualification?
For part of our programs, you have to be 62, and then your income eligible based on that $27,650. And your rent would be based on your income. So everyone pays a different rent based on what you can afford. And then we do have another program with our tax credit, and it's a set rent, but it's much more affordable than your typical market rents.
And we were talking about the names of the complexes. You would never know that this is, this is being run by People Inc.
No, you would have no idea unless you go by and you see the
agency,
little,
I would say. Yeah.
Yep. They're all delightful. It's sunflowers, lily, iris, marigold, and then we've gone to some trees. So we've got walnut out there and willow. So different locations all throughout
Sarah,
Western New York.
What have you heard from some of the people who rent from you and how it has changed their lives?
Oh, my gosh. I think about people that might be in homes that they just either can't afford, can't maintain anymore. neighborhoods have changed, their neighbors have moved out, and they're able to come, especially when a new building is built, and they make such good friends, and they do so many different things. They have a new take on life.
A new purpose.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're listening, and now all of a sudden we have your attention, tell us again, Sarah, what the income qualification is to get on the list for one of these great senior apartments.
Sure. For one person, you have to make less than $27,650 a year.
So if you break that down to their Medicare.
What they get monthly?
Yes, yes. Or Social
Security. Social Security
rather.
And a pension, something like that. About $2,300 monthly. You have to make less than that. Because you always think about what goes in your checking account every month. You know?
Because it's a wonderful thing if you have a home. But now that we're getting into summer, now you're thinking about maintaining, again, lawn, and I get the windows done, and this and that. And if your heart isn't into it, right now it's a great market to sell that house and find yourself in a brand new living environment. We have to leave it there, folks, but People Inc. is who you want to get in touch with. We thank Rhonda Frederick, who's the president and CEO, and Sarah Bonstadt, who's been helping us. She's the Senior Living Policy Administrator. Please call 716-880-3890 or log on to people-inc.org.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, as we are every single weekend. We wouldn't miss a weekend because we have such a good time letting you know what is going on in Western New York, hearing from you. You're so busy contacting us on our Facebook page, and that's awesome. And today we're going to be talking about something that could be a very, very big interest to you. But first, as you know, we always like to have a little fun fact of the day. Did you know Elvis Presley first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956? And you know what? He did so well that Ed Sullivan paid him $50,000 to come back three more times. And one of those appearances included that show where they didn't show him from the waist down. But Ed Sullivan loved Elvis Presley and thought he was a very, very he was a very considerate young boy and had said never had an ounce of problems with him. But that's funny because I never realized the Ed Sullivan Show paid people to actually come on their show. Usually it goes kind of the other way around. You pay to be on. Or was that just AM Buffalo? I don't know. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. $50,000 was a lot of money back in 1956. So anyway, that's one of the ways he got his huge start on national TV. All right. Now, I know that's of interest to a lot of people, but what we're going to be talking about is of interest to everybody, especially if you're turning 65 this year, and that is your Medicare choice, okay? And I know you're raising your eyebrows going, oh, this is so hard. I don't know what to do. I want to kind of shy away from this. You don't need to, because we have Clarity Group here in Western New York, the group that will sit down with you and work with you one-on-one to find out which program, which Medicare option is going to be best for you. And we have the three ladies here who started this. We have got Sally Steyer, who's the president. We've got Karen Olson, vice president, and Lisa Giancarlo in studio, vice president. So ladies, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice
welcome.
To have everybody in Thank studio. You. All right. We have a big date coming up in October for people, which is that annual enrollment group where everybody, whether you're turning 65 3 months before or after, you want to kind of jump in. That's when you have your most options. But because it's still September, you have a big event going on today and tomorrow that will get people into thinking about Medicare and their choices. So, Sally, tell us about what's going on in Orchard Park as we speak.
As we speak today is the Orchard Park Festival of the Arts and Business Expo. And we are there as Clarity Group. We'll have a big tent there with lots of fun games. We'll be playing Plinko so you can win some prizes. But we're not only there as Clarity Group, we're also representing six of our carriers that we represent. So that's the great thing when you come to Clarity Group is you're going to get so much information, not just about one particular plan. You're going to learn about so many different options in the area. And, you know, it's because we do such a great job with these carriers that they ask us to represent them at these events. So you'll be able to come out to the ECC South Campus. We're out there in the parking lot, and you'll see when you come in that there's going to be a side for the artists and a side for all the businesses, and Clarity Group will be right there with our big tent representing ourselves as well as all the other companies. We have a whole bunch of agents that are going to be there just ready to answer all your questions.
That's fantastic. Now, Lisa, let me ask you a question. Should people come and be ready to ask you questions about specific plans? Can you help them with that? Or should they come and get ready to make an appointment to sit with you one-on-one?
Well, the great thing is that coming to meet with us those 2 days would be wonderful. However, making an appointment is preferable to, you know, stop by our tent, pick out an agent that you like, and we'll make an appointment with you for the upcoming annual election period. Or if you need an appointment next week, you know, we can make appointments for you for the following week. So anything goes. Just stop by one of our tents and you know, one of us will be happy to assist you. We'll have lots of giveaways and things like that. So you can come play Plinko, as Sally said, and, you know, just have a fantastic time. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend, 10 to 5. On Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday, and stop by our multitude of plan options that you can visit and talk to people and make your appointments for the future.
That is great. And you know, this is a nice event that you can go out and see people one-on-one. And when people come into your office, you're seeing them one-on-one. And Karen, that's very different because right now we're getting bombarded with commercials where people want you to call a 1-800 number. You don't know who these people are. They're from out of town. You folks are in town. You can talk to people about their doctors and the hospitals they prefer and the pharmacies they prefer. And anything that you might hear on TV, you've got it covered here locally.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why we do a lot of these events, is because we want people to know we're part of the community. So if they have any questions about what's offered in our area, we're very familiar with the plans that are offered. So if you're, you know, we kind of encourage you not to pay too close attention to those 1-800 TV commercials, because you're going to be talking to somebody who's not familiar or even live in our area. So we're able to show you all the information you're hearing about and show you in person and come do the comparison right in front of you.
And do I understand that if you talk to them and they want to know your area code or your zip code, amazingly, that's telling you that they're not from here?
Pretty much so, because they're just not familiar with this area, Western New York, and they just want to find what plan. They're just looking and searching for plans that are available here. But then when they dig a little bit deeper, they're not familiar with the hospitals or the doctors or the place that you go for your lab work. We're very familiar with that. And we know all about the plans and the benefits and special additional benefits that are offered in all the plans. So when you hear, you know, you get dental and vision and things like that, we're able to actually show you what each plan offers, because the carriers can offer the same type of benefit, but it might not be exactly the same.
And you might be giving up something very important. You don't even realize it until the transaction is over.
Well, that's very true. A lot of people who call those 800 numbers, they are not aware that they've made a plan change over the phone. And then they start getting all this new carrier information in the mail. And then they call us panicking because they didn't realize that they were being changed over the phone. So that's happened quite a few times, and we're here to help you out and make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And Sally, what's so cool is that you have four local offices. You folks have always been local, and that means so much because your offices are open all year round. Yeah, we're getting close to the open enrollment, you know, part of the year, but people can call you last month, this month. They can always call and find out if something has changed on their plan.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is that, you know, our office is staffed all year long. We have all four locations. We have our office at 4976 Transit Road in Depew. We're at the Boulevard Mall. We're at the McKinley Mall. And we're out at 216 East Main Street in Batavia. So we have these four locations, but we're also out in the community doing events like we talked about before. And we don't disappear. A lot of people, they just want to sign you up and then forget about you. It's amazing how many people will say they have no idea who enrolled them into a plan because they never talked to them since. Mm. They sign them up for something, and then they tell them, oh, you have to call member service if you have a question after that, where we're going to answer those questions for them. We're not going to, like, say, oh, we can't help you, you have to call another number. And if it's for some reason it's something we can't help with, we will definitely direct them in the right direction, get them a contact that can help them. We're not going to just forget about someone. You know, we're not out to just make a quick buck and forget about it. So, you know, and all of our agents are year-round agents. So we have about 25 people on staff right now, and none of them are temporary employees. This time of year, the carriers are very busy hiring and training temporary staff that are only going to be with them a couple months, and then they're going to move on to something else. We're not going to do that. And we don't have other jobs that we're going to go back to. You know, a lot of times people might sell another type of insurance all year long, or their financial planners or some other business all year long. And all of a sudden October comes along and they proclaim themselves the Medicare experts. Well, this is something we do all year long. So we're here for our clients, not just when you enroll in a plan, but every year after that.
Absolutely. Hey, and Lisa, people will be getting information, if they haven't already, about any changes for their own particular plan. So watch for that in the mail. And really, if they're happy with their plan, they should contact with you anyway, because if there are any other little changes down the road or any other benefits that come along that you can help somebody with, you'll definitely want to speak with them.
Yes, absolutely. Give us a call at 716-393-3437. You can contact any one of our offices through that number. And we always want to sit down with you once a year, at least, you know, a phone call, if you want to, you know, talk about your benefits. But what you're getting in the mail is called an annual notice of change. You usually get it the third or fourth week of September, and it's in pertaining to only your plan. So when you call us, we can only talk about your plan and what you've received in the mail. As of October 1st, we will be able to release that new information about all the plans. And by rights, you know, you probably do want to do a little scouting out, you know, this year. Come talk to us. You know, it's going to be an exciting year.
If you are turning 65, Karen, and so this is a first time for you, what should people bring to your appointment?
Well, about 4 months before you're turning 65, give us a call and we'll give you a homework assignment. And that assignment will be to bring a list of your doctors and your medications And then during our appointment, we'll sit down and get to know you a little bit better. We'll show you some of the plans out there that we feel would fit your lifestyle and your need, narrowing down the choices, and then we'll work together to pick the one plan, you know, that would work best for you. And keep in mind, what works for you might not work for another family member or your spouse or your sibling. We work individually with each person.
Yes, that's important. I still talk to people who think if my husband's News on a plan, Radio 9:30 a.m. on the same plan.
That's right.
And you will learn that you absolutely do not have to be, because your needs are very different.
Could very different.
Completely different. Mm-hmm. So you'll talk to people about that. So one more time, Sally, please let us know what is happening as we speak. People are listening to us, and already your event has started out at Orchard Park.
That's right. We already have a big group of agents that are out at the Orchard Park Arts Expo, and Business Expo, I should say, and that is located in the ECC South Campus parking lot, right over near Highmark Stadium, and so we'll be there as Clarity Group and also representing about six of our carriers, and we'll be there till 5 o'clock today and then again tomorrow from 10 until 3. So stop out and see us.
Clarity Group, Medicare made easy, folks. And once again, their number is 716-393-3437. Or if you'd like to go online, look up claritygroupny.com. And remember to let people know I heard about them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. As a young child, her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.